Namaskaram dear listeners, I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. Today we have a beautiful vibrant bhajan on Lord Rama. Here is how the first line of the bhajan goes.
Jaya Rama Janaki Rama.
So this is what we will learn now. Like in every episode of this program, let's get familiar with the lyrics and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga. And you're going to listen next to a conversation with Mr. Vijay Sarathi, someone who has been serving in the administrative block of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning for over 30 years. Someone who has spent a lot of time in Bhagwan's literature and written the Ramayana in Telugu. His insights on the epic of Ramayana and on Bhagwan's teachings on the significance of various characters and the deities of Ramayana are beautiful. So we'll listen to a conversation with Mr. Vijay Sarathi as we dwell on the bhava aspect of this bhajan. And finally, you will listen to how this bhajan sounds when sung by the students of Bhagwan in the Prashanta Nilayam Mandir. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Jayarama Janaki Rama, Jayarama Sai Rama, Jayarama Sri Raghurama, Jayarama Sai Rama, Jayarama Sita Rama, Jayarama Sai Rama.
Now that you're familiar with the lyrics, let's listen to how this bhajan should flow, the tune of the bhajan. And as you listen to the line-by-line rendering of the tune, please pay attention and follow after every line. Enjoy it and internalize the tune of the bhajan.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale F sharp madhyam.
Jaya Rama Janaki Rama, Jaya Rama Janaki Rama, Jaya Rama Janaki Rama, Jaya Rama Janaki Rama, Jaya Rama Sai Rama, Jaya Rama Sai Rama, Jaya Rama Sai Rama, Jaya Rama Sai Rama, Jaya Rama Sri Raghurama, Jaya Rama Sri Raghurama, Jaya Rama Sri Raghurama, Jaya Rama Sri Raghurama, Jaya Rama Sai Rama, Jaya Rama Sai Rama, Jaya Rama Sai Rama, Jaya Rama Sai Rama, Jaya Rama Sita Rama, Jaya Rama Sita Rama, Jaya Rama Sita Rama, Jaya Rama Sita Rama, Jaya Rama Sai Rama, Jaya Rama Sai Rama, Jaya Rama Sai Rama, Jaya Rama Sai Rama, Jaya Rama Janaki Rama.
A melodious and lovely bhajan on Lord Rama. We are so happy that you got back this bhajan from the sands of time. Let's learn about the composition, its technicalities, the swaras and the raga. Anirudh, your thoughts on this?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
This energetic bhajan is based on many ragas and it is very beautifully composed. You don't know the, how the raga
transition.
Smooth transition of the ragas from one to another is very, very surprising. And you have the ragas like first is, it sounds like a raga called Vakula Bharanam.
Sari ga sari.
Komal re.
Ga.
Shuddha ga.
Ma.
Shuddha ma.
Pa.
So it's like first half of Maya Malagola or Vakula Bharanam or any ragas you take.
Sari ga ma pa ma ga re sa.
If you give these notes, then we have our bhajans like
Garuda Vahana Narayana Sanatana Sarathi Saisha Hari Om Tat Sat Namah Shivaya.
So all this belong to the Vakula Bharanam Raga in the Carnatic classical music. And as the lines, as we go on with the third and the fourth line, then slowly it comes to Sindhu Bhairavi.
Sare ga.
The Komal ga is introduced there in a very beautiful way.
Jaya Ram Sai Rama.
And the before line.
Jaya Ram Sita Rama.
It's a very, the line has so much of pining in it. The bhavam, so much scope is there in the line that Sindhu Bhairavi is very beautifully introduced there.
Jaya Ram Shri Raghu Rama. Jaya Ram Sai Rama. Jaya Ram Sita Rama. Jaya Ram Sai Rama. Jaya Ram Janaki Rama.
I think we have rarely such compositions where you have the mix of Sindhu Bhairavi, Vakula Bharanam, or it sounds like Maya Mala Gola, and it's all in one, but you don't know that it is two completely different ragas, and
yes,
the transition is so smooth. And this bhajan is like you just close your eyes and sing, it just starts, it gets over, and you don't even know that
you have sung 2-3 ragas.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
I know.
And also it has the power in it, like,
yes,
like something like Kausalyatmaja Ramacharan,
yes,
for example, how every line ascends,
progressively,
yes, progressive. So same,
yes,
feel is there in this.
Yes.
And in the end, it's more of pining and the bhavam.
Yes.
So much bhavam.
When you go
you
to crescendo
sing,
and then you,
yes,
come.
Yes.
Yes. Beautiful. Since there are so many beautiful elements in this bhajan, maybe you should spend some time on the ragas. I know
so maybe
Sindhu Bhairavi is one,
yes,
Vakula Bharanam is one.
Yes. So let me start with Vakula Bharanam. And Vakula Bharanam is mostly used in more of Arabic compositions. It sounds more Arabic music.
Allahu Akbar.
In our Qawwalis.
Yes. Many of the Qawwalis we have.
Yes.
Ah, 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 ah,
are the bhajans in Sindhu Bharavi, Rama bhajans in Sindhu Bharavi. And in Vakulabharanam, as I discussed before, you have Sanatana Sarthe, Hari Om Tat Sat, Garuda Vahana Narayana, etc.
Beautiful. I think people who accompany during bhajan sessions in instruments will be very keen to know the swaras of this bhajan.
Yes, so let's do the swaras. The first line. It's interesting to note that the shruti for this bhajan is F sharp or 4.5. The sapasa of F sharp will be sapasa. But the bhajan starts in ma. So it would be better if the harmonium person, I mean the person who is playing the harmonium, can give the
Jayaram.
It would help the singer to start in the proper note. Something like
Ram Ram Ravi Kula Soma.
So same way we have
Sarigama Jaya Ram Janaki Rama.
Then only it comes to like something like F sharp.
Jaya Ram Sai Rama.
It's like you land on that sa.
Yes.
So the first line.
Jaya Ram Janaki Rama. Sari Ma Ma Ga Ma Ga Ri Sari Ga Ma. Sari Ma Ma Ga Ma Ga Ri Sari Ga Ma. Jaya Ram Sai Rama. Ga Ma Pa Ma Ga Ri Ri Ga Ri Sa. Ga Ma Pa Ma Ga Ri Ri Ga Ri Sa. Jaya Ram Shri Raghu Rama. Sasada pa magamada pa. Sasada pa magamada pa. Jaya Ram Sai Rama. Padani nini dadasani da pa. Padani nini dadasani da pa. Jaya Ram.
Like most vintage bhajans and like most Sai bhajans, this also is in the 8 beat, right?
Yes, the 8 beat, Aditalam or Kaherva in the classical music. Let's have the count and we'll have the bhajan with Kanjira. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3.
Jaya Rama Janaki Rama.
Jaya Rama Janaki Rama.
Jaya Rama Sai Rama.
Jaya Rama Sai Rama.
Jaya Rama Shri Raghu Rama.
Jaya Rama Shri Raghu Rama.
Jaya Ram.
Rama.
Beautiful, really. It has so much power, right? Towards yes. the fag end of the bhajan session, you can sing this.
Yes, it's a fast bhajan.
Yes, beautiful. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram. Sai Ram. So now we have spent time on the raga and the beat of the bhajan. Let's go deeper into what this bhajan conveys. We will now listen to a conversation with Mr. Vijay Sarathi, a resident of Prashant Nilayam for over 30 years, who has served in the administrative block of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning in the office of the registrar for 3 decades and who has spent a lot of time reading Bhagwan's literature and documenting Bhagwan's life and message in the form of beautiful books. In fact, he has authored a Ramayana in Telugu based on what Bhagwan has mentioned in Ramakatha Rasavahini and reading all the other Ramayanas. So he's someone who spends a lot of time meditating on the glory and on the story and on the power of the names of the Lord. So here is a conversation with him on the glory of the Ramanama. Sai Ram, Mr. Vijay Sarathi, and welcome once again to this Bhajan Satsang on a lovely Rama Bhajan which we have discovered from the yesteryears. So how did it feel when you heard this bhajan, and what thoughts fill your mind when you chant these beautiful phrases that describe our Lord Rama, Sai Rama, as Raghu Rama, Sita Rama, Jai Rama, Janaki Rama? So please share your thoughts on the beautiful experiences you have had as well as the beautiful insights that you have received. You have someone who have spent so much time writing the Ramayana in Telugu. So if you can share from your knowledge, from your experience, as well as from the beautiful messages that Bhagwan has given you from time to time.
Sai Ram, Ramanamam, that is the name of Rama, is always sweet. It is called Tarakanamam. That is epitome of all the Namas on the earth. It is Ramanamam is Tarakanamam not only for the earth, for all the 14 worlds.
Wow.
For which it gives liberation to the whole Srishti, what Shiva has created.
Mm-hmm.
The bhajan goes like this. Sita Rama, oh victory to my dear Rama, you are Sita Rama.
Correct.
Victory to my dear Rama, you are Janaki Rama, you are Raghu Rama, you are our Sai Rama.
Mm-hmm.
Like that it goes. As you know, Ramanamam has 3 words, Ra plus A plus Ma. Ra represents Agni Bijam, that is, which destroys sins. Bijam means the life force.
Mm-hmm.
Agni is fire.
Mm-hmm.
A means Vayu Bijam, that is air, life principle of the air. It attracts everything. It encompasses everything. Ma is Akasa Bijam, that is sky. It erases enmity. Evil feelings it removes. So Ramanamam, Papanasakaram, Akarshakaram, Satru Samharakaram. That is, it removes sins, it is attractive, and it removes all the enmity feelings from others.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
This is what the Ramanamam does.
It's enchanting, it removes our sins.
Yes.
And it cleanses us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We say it is Bhakti Gnana Vairagya Hetu. That is, Ra also represents Vairagyam. That is detachment.
Detachment. Mm-hmm.
Ra also represents Gnanam. Mm-hmm. Wisdom, acquiring of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Ma represents bhakti.
Mm-hmm.
So it is also, it gives bhakti gnana vairagya when you chant Ramanamam.
Wow.
That is the power of Ramanamam. There is one more meaning given. Satchit Anandam. Ra represents chit, A represents sat, Ma represents anandam.
Mm-hmm.
That is Satchit Ananda Pradayakam Ramanamam.
Mm-hmm.
It gives to
the ultimate bliss,
ultimate truth. It gives to know you, ultimate truth, ultimate wisdom, and ultimate bliss.
Mm.
That is the Ramanamam is the best over of all these three.
Mm.
When you say in our bhajans, we always say with mother, divine mother, and divine father together. There is a meaning to say that also. For example, Sita Rama. Sita as an akshara tattvam represents nature. That is Sarira Tattvam. Who has created? It came from, emanated from Sat, that is Atma. So Sita Rama means, oh dear Lord, who you are nothing but the nature and as well as the sustenance of the nature.
Mm-hmm.
Victory to you. When I chant Sita Rama Namam.
So we are adoring the Lord as well as the creation. The master
as well as the
creation. As well as the
creator.
Creator.
The nature as well as the creator. Victory to you, O dear Rama. Janaki Rama. Janaki means Janaka Putrika. That is Janaka Maharaja Putrika. Daughter of Janaka Maharaja. Janaka means in Akshara Tattvam, Janmanasa Karma. One who has done Janmanasa Karma. That is, he has done the karma for which he doesn't want to get any rebirth.
So he has done that kind of
that
work,
kind of karma,
which will liberate him from the cycle of birth and death.
Yeah, that is why Sita is born in the house, not in his body. So
Sita came from Mother Earth.
Mother Earth. Yes. So she is naturally mother's gift.
Yes.
So Janaka's daughter is Janaki. So again, we relate there not only with nature, but karma for doing to acquire true wisdom. Janaka Maharaja has done that karma to acquire that Sadgnanam, that is Sita.
Correct.
So that you bestow me, oh my dear Lord.
Oh, so Janaka did all that sacred act
sacred
to
deeds.
Be gifted with Sita.
Sita. Oh dear Lord, victory to oh my dear Rama, you please grant me that. That is the meaning of Janaki Rama. Raghu Rama, Raghu represents Vamsam. Raghu Vamsam is, Rama belongs to Raghu Vamsam, that is Jeevam. Rama, Raghu Vamsam represents Jeevam, which is common to every human soul on the earth. Every soul on the earth
is part of Raghu Vamsam.
Raghu Vamsam. Vamsam and Amsam are different. We say, Mamai Vamso Sarvabhutanam. Lord Krishna said, Mamai Vamso. Mamai Vamso, he didn't say. There, Amsam, he said. Amsam means wisdom, spark. He will give you a wisdom to take birth and to do a particular job and come back. So wisdom, they give, Lord Krishna's wisdom, every human being, every creature on the earth has. It has done, it has come down to do some particular karma.
So it has got the spark of the divine.
Spark of divinity.
That's what
that's
means.
That's what Amsam.
Mame Vamso.
Amso. Raghu Vamsam is Jeevam, living force. That is, living, represents for life.
Jeevam, life force.
Life force. So Jeevam represents, Raghu Rama means.
So I'm saying Vamsa and Amsa.
Vamsa.
So Raghu Vamsa means that
to take birth.
To take birth, Raghu represents
Jeevashakti-ness.
The entire beings, all the beings.
Jeevashakti Raghu, in all beings.
Yeah, and Vamsa is basically the life force.
Life force. Wisdom.
Wisdom.
Yeah. This is so my victory to my dear Rama, you are Raghu Rama. So when we praise all the Lord's names, we always say with the end with Sai Rama, who in Sai we see every avatar.
Yes.
That is how this sweet bhajan goes on.
Beautiful. I mean, Ramanamam is one of those names which is there in the lips of every person in India. And it is so beautiful that, you know, even when Bhagwan came down again, he loved to associate his name with the Ramanamam. You know, we call
that
each other
Sai Ram. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. I mean, that is how powerful the name is and how beautiful the name is. And as you mentioned, you know, this name can cleanse you. That name can destroy your sins.
Yes.
This name will fill you with ananda. This name will give you victory. And I think, you know, we've had so many such instances, isn't it, where, you know, people just by chanting have been cleansed of their sins, have found themselves elevated. I mean, it happens in little ways during the bhajan sessions. We feel so good.
Yes.
But I think so many miracles also we have seen just by chanting the name of the Lord, isn't it?
Yes, yes, yes. I am reminded of one miracle which my neighbor told. My Dr. Barudale Garu, who was former faculty in our university. And he said, he belongs to Assam. He said his brother's children, they go and do bhajans in Thursdays in some of the samitis and houses because being good singers. They one day went to one house to do bhajan on Thursday, and suddenly they saw the head of the house is dead. And, head of the house is dead and he's lying there. The wife and children, and they requested, no, we will do bhajan. It's only prayer to God. It doesn't have any activity of death or this and all. We will do bhajans. We will pray to God.
We can continue to
do bhajans. Continue to do our activity. Then they were happy. They were not sad. I mean, they were all happy because they are continuously doing bhajans for so many years. When they were continuing the bhajan, after a few minutes, they saw along with them somebody else with the clapping, with the following the bhajan. They turned back and saw. And the old man who was dead, he got up.
Oh, wow.
He got up and he started doing the bhajan. They were shocked. They finished the bhajan. They asked him, what happened? when you people were doing bhajan, Bhagwan appeared.
Mm-hmm.
He resurrected me. He said, I am giving you some more years of life. You do sadhana. And Bhagwan went away.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole family were in tears.
Mm-hmm.
Because of your bhajans, my father has come back to life.
Wow. Wow.
No? When he explained this, he has mentioned in his book also, later.
I think he's written the book, Loving the Love.
Loving the Love.
Mm.
In that he has mentioned also, he was my neighbor.
Mm.
So he told me this. I was really thrilled. See, the Nama Japam, bhajans has supreme value and it really connects the devotee and God instantly.
Wow. Amazing.
Instantly. It all depends on one's own requirement and one's own devotion also.
Intensity. Our sadhana, our prayer.
Sadhana.
Yes. In fact, I mean, there are any number of devotees you hear who have taken to Ramanama right from the epics, from the Ramayana times till now. And if you see, Bhagwan has the statue of Hanuman right at the top in the Hillview Stadium.
Yes.
And Hanuman represents that beautiful illustration of someone who was incessantly chanting the name of the Lord.
Even in the bhajan hall, Bhagwan kept a Hanuman statue next to his simhasanam.
Correct. And a throne. And that Hanuman is doing bhajan.
Doing bhajans. In the bhajan hall.
In the bhajan hall, yes.
And on the top of the bhajan hall also, altar, Swami has kept Sita Rama statue.
Absolutely. Yes. Beautiful. And when you look at the life of Hanuman, when you look at the way Hanuman was so filled with Ramanama.
Yes.
I mean, that is a huge inspiration for anyone on the path of Nama Japa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you had instance, a story from the Ramayana where, you know, every breath of his body, every hair of his body was so suffused with Ramanama. And I think, you know, if you look at the characters in Ramayana, you will find so many characters like that, isn't
it? Yes. I was astonished to see the tattvam and the way each character calls Rama. Hanuman calls Rama Hrudayeshwara.
Mm-hmm. The one who dwells in my heart.
Sugriva calls Rama Praneshwara because he represents Paramanu Tattvam.
Uh-huh.
And
Paramanu Tattvam, he represents the life principle.
Sugriva. Sugriva means in Akshara Tattvam, Sa plus U plus Ga plus Ra plus Va. Sariravana Utpatti Aina Rasagnana Paramanu.
Means?
In the body, the true Paramanus, which lives for God, which does God's work.
The atoms in the body.
Ramakarya, not Kamakarya.
Uh-huh.
That represents...
The atoms in the body which live to do
Rama's work.
Work.
Is Sugriva. That is Paramanus.
Wow.
So he calls him Praneswara. Pranam Paramanu.
Mm-hmm. Prana is life.
Right.
Yes.
Mm. Lakshmana calls Atmasodara.
Atmasodara.
He is the only Atmasodara.
The only two best friends. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
So everything, Ramanamam is supreme. All the characters in Ramayana represents to do what karma we have to do and how to chant and how to get salvation.
Mm.
There is one more meaning of Ramanamam. Rakshasattvamunaku mokshamanichinadi. The demonic quality, Ramanamam gives moksha, that is liberation to the demonic quality in us.
Oh, okay.
Adultery, sins.
So it diminishes the demonic quality.
Demonic.
I mean the demonic qualities.
Yeah. Rakshasattvam.
Get sublimated.
Sublimated.
Into elevating.
And similarly, if you see one instance, which Sabari, everybody knows Sabari's bhakti.
Yes.
Sabari's original name was different. But saints, ascetic sages, and they gave the name of Sabari.
Mm-hmm.
In Akshara Tattvam, Sabari means Sa plus Ba plus Ra plus E.
Mm-hmm.
Sariravana Satyamaina Bhakti. Ruchini Ramudu ki ichinadi kabatti Sabari. That is the taste of true devotion he has given to Rama to taste it.
Oh wow. The one who gave to Rama the taste of true devotion.
True devotion.
Taste of true devotion.
Satyamaina bhakti lo ruchi.
Oh wow.
That is
Satyamaina bhakti to ruchi.
Ruchi.
Beautiful. And in fact, you know, she really gave Rama those fruits.
Yes.
And
after biting and seeing whether the taste is good or not.
But actually what she was giving is her true devotion.
True devotion.
Wow.
And Rama with tears he had it because he knows what is in her heart.
Mm. Wow. Amazing.
This is the value of Rama.
Fantastic. I mean, a story of Sabari is again a story of which leaves anyone inspired, because you know her own life was just waiting
lived
for that.
Baba. Lived for Rama.
Waiting for that one darshan.
One darshan.
One darshan.
And it is, we are all remembering that even now.
Yes.
But she lived whole life.
Whole life.
Whole life. And Lakshmana, how many years while playing with Rama in the young age, he stayed with him. After marriage, coronation and all, he stayed with him. In the forest, he stayed with him. After getting incarnated, again, he stayed with him. What a guy.
Yes.
That is why he is Atma Sodhara.
Atma Sodhara. I think, and that is why you have, when Lakshmana swooned on the battlefield, Rama said that, you know, I might have...
one more Sita.
Yeah, possibly I can maybe find one more lady as Sita, but I will not get another person like Lakshmana. I mean, that is the connect. And that is, when you say Atma Sodhara, I mean, you cannot find anyone else who will fill you.
Yes.
As much as...
even Bharata. We can speak on Ramayana, Ramatattam, any number of hours, any number of days, any number of years.
Yes. And Bharata also lived this life, absolutely.
Yes, yes.
I mean, Sita Rama.
Surrender.
Surrender, a life of surrender, a life of complete dedication. And when you're talking about Sita Rama, you know, you said how Sita was always focused on Rama.
Yes.
Isn't it? I think that is also a very beautiful aspect.
Yes. Sita is like, represents Manas of Rama. Rama's Manas, that is. See, we normally say Manas represents moon.
Uh-huh.
We can see our present moon, which only one side of the moon we see. The other side is towards the sun.
Correct.
That is the moon. But Sita's Manas, the Manas, her Manas always towards Atma, that is Rama, not towards the world. So that Manas she is.
So Sita Rama means a mind which is constantly focused
on Rama.
On Rama.
Only Atma Rama.
Only Rama. Rama.
That is Rama's Manas.
Wow. So when we chant Sita Rama, we should think, am I that focused?
Yes.
On Rama.
Similarly, when you chant Janaki Rama, am I doing that kind of karma?
Which will liberate me
liberate
from the cycle
me.
Of birth and death. Wow. And when I chant Raghu Rama, you know.
My every body cell belongs to you.
Yes. Can every cell of my being pulsate with devotion for you?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, Sai Rama, you are everything.
You are everything. Then we'll achieve victory.
Victory.
Jai Rama.
Jai Rama, Jai Rama.
Jai Rama. And I think Swami has really blessed us by combining his name with Rama's name, you know, so unconsciously also we constant, you know, knowingly, unknowingly, we chant that name actually, even in, you know, daily conversations, especially if you're in the Sai fraternity and if you're going for bhajans, you meet devotees, at least Sai Ram, you keep doing. But I think we have to make this practice more conscious. We do it with much more awareness.
Yes.
And do it with much more sincerity and do it with that kind of, every time you chant it, you should feel that joy that I'm chanting the Lord's name, that the Lord is with me. Isn't it? That serious. And that intensity will draw that grace. I mean, you shared the story of how a person was revived from dead. So I think there is nothing that... I remember when the hospital was constructed and someone asked Swami, your grace is there, Swami. Why do we need the hospital to cure diseases? Swami said, if you have the faith, then grace will flow.
Mm-hmm.
That is always there.
Yeah.
I mean, it is for only those people who want to go there. But if you are so convinced of your faith and in the grace of the divine that will flow to you, provided you have that intensity, then, you know, you don't need the hospitals, you don't need anything. Because you have
Bhagavan
everything.
Has provided facilities and things
because
for all kinds of people, all layers
correct.
Of people.
People are there at various stages of their spiritual development, so you have to help everyone.
Yeah.
And I think this whole process of bhajans helps us so much in that endeavor. You know, I think after every bhajan session, we feel so cleansed.
Yes.
We feel so elevated. And if you are in Prashanti, I think whoever is in Prashanti never wants to miss one day of bhajans.
No, I have never missed bhajan in my life. I lived more than 3.5 decades.
Mm.
Not even once when Bhagavan was there. Not even once.
Wow.
Not even once.
Mm. I think that is what keeps us going. That is our prana.
We are fortunate that way.
Yes. Wonderful. Thank you so much, sir. I think every word of this bhajan, every word that is concerning Rama has so much of in-depth meaning. And we can only share some glimpses, and it is all of us to go back and do Parayanam and do that manana and see how we can convert every bhajan session into a beautiful sadhana that will elevate us. Thank you so much.
Sairam, Sairam, Sairam.
Sairam. So that was Mr. Vijay Sarathy, who works in the administrative block of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. With that, let's move on to the last segment of this program. You will now listen to the Mandir version of this lovely bhajan.
Jai Ram Janaki Rama,
Jai Ram Janaki Rama,
Jai Ram Janaki Rama,
Jai Ram Janaki Rama,
Jai Ram Sai Rama,
we've come to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. You can also send us your comments on our WhatsApp number 9393-258-258. With gratitude and love, we offer this humble endeavor at His Divine Lotus Feet.